You're Loud.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
And welcome back. We're here in London.
What part of London are we in?
Kennington or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good lady.
It only took me 7 hours to get here.
Sure, you were giving me directions earlier.
Usual. So Brenda was in work and I obviously got off in, I got the flight to Stansted and then I got the Stansted Express, which was absolutely fine. Found that, no bothers. Then from there, you told me to walk to, where'd I go again? What was the name of that?
Well, when you were in Liverpool Street, you got to Liverpool Street.
I got to Liverpool Street and then you said walk to Moore Street, is it?
No, Moore Street's in Dublin where they do all the... Any flowers for £10 or 10, sorry, there's the pounds, you know, 10 euros. Yeah. You know the market,
I do.
So, Moorgate.
Moorgate. So, I had to watch Moorgate, get the fucking Northern Line, but to go south. I was like, I'd get the north to go, I would go to south direction, but I'm on the north line. I was like, this doesn't even make sense. So, I got the wrong one. But you know what I can't make out is, you know, the maps on the tube.
Yeah.
I could see Kennington, but I was going the opposite direction.
You were going up south, not up north?
So I was going north on the north line, but I should have been going north. I should have been going south on the north line.
Yeah, but you would be going south on the northern line too, because the northern line goes all the ways up north and it kind of branches off into two different parts of the north London and it goes all the ways down south. It is confusing, but then you ended up where?
Houston.
Hold on now, what's it called?
Houston, was it? Because I was like, Houston.
Jack, who's producing the podcast here today in Kennington, we did warn him about the shite we're going to be talking. So he's skitting here now in the background. Houston, E-U-S-T-O-N, not Houston. Houston's in Dublin.
Oh, Houston, is it?
Houston, yeah, Houston. E-U-S-T-O-N.
I was like, oh, fuck, Houston, we've got a problem here now. Wrong place. I knew, though, I was going the opposite direction. So I got off then in Houston, whatever it's fucking called. And I was like, I got lost in that tube station. It's huge. I would say if I stayed there for an extra 2 minutes, I would have been arrested.
That is a big one, all right, because it's trains and everything go there. That's actually when I'm going to Manchester the weekend and Euston is the station I go from, because it does all the kind of trains that go up north as well in the country.
And like, I was in every platform then and I was sending the picture to you, like every single map. And I was like, am I getting on this one? This one, platform one, platform two, platform three. But then what I done, I actually put in Kennington into my Google. And it told me to go to platform two. So I just fucking... And then you were confusing me then. It's the margarine looking tube. I was like, what the fuck is a margarine looking tube?
No, I meant Morden, which is a place. Because you said... Oh my God. Now I get it. Because I said it... Do you know what you said me? Well, I said Morden. Well, Morden. I say Morden because of my O's. When I said, is it the Morden one? And then you sent me a picture of the tube going, it's the blue and white one. And I was like, what is she on?
There's nothing Morden about this tube.
Because, do you know where the sign where it says tube 2 minutes away? And like, you know, it flashes when the train is coming. I said, check the sign up there. You were like, send me a picture of the tube going, it's the blue and white one. And I was like, what is she doing? What is she doing? And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm there trying to work, like.
I thought it was a new train I was getting, the Mandarin looking one. It's like, it's just a normal one. Oh, that's fucking gas now.
In fairness, of all the trains, like I don't mind the tube, the underground now. Like, it is, comparing to other underground networks in the world, it would be cleaner than the subway, but the Northern Line trains are a bit filthy, all right. The seats are a bit dirty and stuff like that. But look, you look all right. There's no filth off you or anything like that.
Oh, just on my
just
collar.
Just put a makeup on your collar. Didn't know you were starting playing prickly. The top.
The rugby jersey.
Fair play, yeah. It's a rugby, yeah?
Yeah, flat out.
That suits you, though.
It's a bit big. But what's your story?
My story is busy at work. And actually, I went on a date on Saturday. I haven't told you about it. I didn't tell Instagram. I told no one about it.
Yeah.
So there was a guy that was messaging me on Bumble before my dad passed away. So it's going on a couple of weeks, like 6 or 7 weeks as usual, whatever. But he was a bit, he seems like a lovely lad. Let's call him Tim, right? So he was messaging and then he was going back and over. But like, again, in here, do you know what you said to me earlier about the kisses? English men, they send on kisses very easily. But you know, in Ireland, if they send on a kiss, you'd be like, oh my God, he wants to marry me.
Yeah.
Where it's very normal here that they send on a kiss. Like even some guys I might be working with, they might send me on something and send a kiss. It's even a friend, male friend here, they send on a kiss. It's just very normal. It took me a while to get my head around that. So there's lots of kisses and stuff going on. But kind of like, I won't rule him out just yet. But
can I tell, do you send a kiss back?
No.
But would he still send a kiss? Yeah, you never kiss
they
back?
Still send the kisses. There's like, I know it's very weird. It is strange. They will even send a kiss in the first message. Without just what I might say, hi Tim, how are things? Because I just come up with anything when I'm messaging them, you know what I mean? And then they might say, oh, hi Brenda, how are you? All good, just finished here at work, kiss. It comes straight away. The kiss is in, so you wouldn't want to be on it here because I get carried away. You'd be gone.
Red flag now for me, like kiss.
You think you're getting married to them with a kiss though, because you get more carried away and married to them than I would. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm an overthinker. I'm like,
you know.
But go on, so he's sending the chick.
So he was on about meeting up, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, I was checking out and all this kind of stuff. And then I just kind of felt he was a bit persistent, whatever. And then whatever happened the last couple of weeks, you know, which everyone knows about. But I was walking home from work on Friday and he messaged again. And I had told him what had happened. And in fairness, he sent a really nice message, you know, hoping I was okay, etc. And for some reason, I got really impulsive. And I was like, he asked me, look, when you are like feeling up to, I wouldn't mind to go on a date with you. And all I said, because I knew I was going to the cinema last Saturday night week with my friends. I was like, look, I said, yeah, I'm around tomorrow night if you want to meet. Straight away. But it was like going to be my way or no way because I was going meeting someone until 3 o'clock. Oh, DJ, my old school friend I was in school with. I'll just explain that story now in a minute. And I was meeting him and I told your man I'd meet at 6. And I was like, between 6 and 8, I'll meet you then because I'm going to the cinema in Battersea Power Station, which we'll be going to after this, hopefully, at 8:30. So I was like, if you don't want to meet me at these times, I didn't say that though, but I was very like, this is it.
You
now.
Were blunt, like the messages,
I'm going to meet you, whatever. So I thought, no, he would like tell me to clear off, whatever. He was like, all right, so no bother, I'll meet you. Do you want to meet in Clapham or where do you want to meet? So I said, meet you in Clapham Junction, which is near Battersea Power Station. So I wasn't too nervous or anything. Went off to meet my old friend DJ. Had like a few drinks. I'm going to sit and not drink now, but had a couple of cokes. And then off I went anyway. But you see what happened was, he was going to be late, right? So I told him to meet me at a certain pub in Clapham.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to be late. And he was like, no problem, I'll meet you just outside the train station at the barriers. And I was like, oh my God, you would not be meeting me at any barriers. Because, you know, can you imagine?
And then he's standing there watching you, but you can't see him.
No. Right? So I was like, you will not be fucking meeting me at any barriers. I didn't say that to him. I goes, do you know what? No, I said, meet me at the North Court Bar and I'll meet you there. I'll text you when I'm 10 minutes away. No problem. So he says, so I was like, late again. So I was like, I'm nearly there now. I was still on the train.
Yeah.
He was like, no problem. I'll be inside the pub waiting for you. But I was so late then, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm just going to wait outside the pub for you.
Oh God.
All I wanted to tell him, go back into the fucking pub. I don't
want to
be seeing
you. I think
it'd
be better if you stand outside, no?
No. Because
when you walk in, then you have to look around for him. And he'd be sitting there then looking at you. And then I go blind and everything. I can't see. I get so nervous.
Do you know what you can imagine? All right. Imagine if you were walking down Washington Street and he was waiting outside Raritan's Field and there was no one else walking.
I get that. I'd forget how to walk. I don't know what to do with my arms. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know
place
yourself now for any Cork listeners. Place yourself that you're coming down North Main Street and he's at the edge of Washington Street and he can see you coming down outside Raritan's,
I know.
Listen to what happened, right? So I did the emergency phone call to my friend Grace, the usual. Just talking crap to her, like going, never doing this again. I'm gonna throw myself into her car here and all this kind of stuff. So I was walking down the road. It was a lovely sunny day. And there he was. I could see him from meters away and he was just watching me nervous on the phone. Yeah. I had no sunglasses now or anything.
Oh no, so you're squinting and everything.
So then I saw him and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna shoot myself. Oh my God. My friend's just like talking away. So anyway, I could see him.
Yeah.
And like he looked like his pictures and everything, good looking lad. But anyway, like I just put up the hand and started waving like I was in the Rose Tree. Yeah. Oh my God. So he put the waving back at me and he was waiting with a jumper in his hand. And then what happened then? The traffic lights went red. So I was stopped at the side of the road and he was waiting at the other side.
Oh no, you were like a little child.
So I was waiting for like 90 seconds for the traffic and he was just staring at me. And I was
no.
No, I was, and I was there to my friend, like, I never am doing this again, and I don't think I can do
this.
I was still on the phone. AirPods thought, and I know sunglasses.
Yeah.
But he was just staring. And I was like, obviously, say to us, he's looking at me now, going, what state of her? Yeah. She's brutal. How can I run and all this?
Yeah.
So I went across the road anyway, and he was like, oh, lovely to meet you. I was like, lovely. And then I was like, oh my God, how awkward was that? And he was like, what was awkward? And I was like, me waiting to cross the road. Did you not notice that? And he was like, no. And I was like, all right. And I was like, God. So going into the pub, and he kept wanting me to go in first.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I'm going to be really sexist here. And I kind of like pushed him in, right? And he was like, what the fuck is up with this one? So he went in anyway, and I just ordered my drink, whatever, he got my drink for me. And he goes, it was very loud. So he said, will we go outside? So we're sitting, chatting outside anyway. So speaking outside for a couple, no, nice lad and everything. Yeah. But then I started getting kind of stupid things, you know, like.
He started saying stupid things.
I did.
Why? Did you want to turn off you, or were you just madly in love and you were just acting the clown.
Well, you see, his job is a bit of a strange one. I couldn't get my head around it. Like, he takes photographer for the NHS, and all I could think about is,
what's that?
He's taking photos of dead bodies in my head. He's a photographer for the NHS.
Would that be dead bodies? That'd be unbelievable.
Well, I asked him that. I was like, do you take pictures of dead bodies?
No,
and stuff
like
that. Like
murdered bodies.
Yeah. No, but it's not like that. It's kind of different. So like, but I was asking him that and stuff like that. And he was nice, but you know what? I think I was too much of a lunatic for him.
Okay, is he quiet? Know,
like, he's a bit quiet, and then I started. We were going on about I don't know how it came up, but Jeremy Clarkson. You're Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
Do you know he got voted sexiest man
in
the UK?
That job. That's third year in the row.
Yeah, but I started talking about that, and I was like, he's not bad. And I started telling him all these older men that I fancied, and he was kind of looking at me, and I was like, in my head, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? So then anyway, I was like, I have to go to the cinema. Now we were 2 hours chatting, I'd say, outside the pub, but I had to go to the cinema and leave.
Did
anyway.
You get a drink? What was he drinking?
He was going to watch the Tyson Fury fight that night. And then I just got a Coke.
Did he pay for it?
He paid for the Coke, yeah. A pint of Coke. Back on the Coca-Cola Zero as well.
Yeah.
I'll be off that another stage anyway. I'm throwing that back anyway, the old Coke.
Well, then you told him you were going to cinema.
I was going to cinema. And then he was like, what do we do here? But I was kind of like, I don't think he's into me. And I was like, I'm not fussed if I don't ever hear from you again. Mm. But then I can't remember what I did walking off, but I said something really stupid. And it was kind of like, I don't know. I kind of started talking to myself. I'm leaving.
Is he sitting with you?
No, listen. He's like, what way are you going? And I was like, I'm going up that. I was like, I'm not walking back to the station. I had to go back to the station to go to the cinema.
Yeah.
I goes, there's a bus going up that road. I go up there. I was like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, there is, yeah. Yeah, the bus is up there. And then he was like, right, okay. So I'll see you then. Kind of did a weird, awkward thing. And then I was kind of talking to myself as I was leaving, whatever. Yeah. He thinks like she was talking to herself. But going up the hill, like there was no buses going up the hill.
Yeah.
But I walked all the ways up the hill and kind of hid for a few minutes and went back down to the station to go to the cinema.
Imagine if he was in the station.
I know. But then I said, look, I'm after ruining it now anyway.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, do you know what now? He's probably not going to match me because he probably feels sorry for me in a way. Obviously, what's gone on the last few weeks, I said, because he seemed like a decent old fella. So he did text something like, hope you're, because I was working the next day at 7 o'clock, and he was like, in the evening. Well, no, actually the next morning I was like, he's gone on you. So I went on Bumble anyway, trying to get another fix, getting another high to match someone else. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, feck him, I don't care. But I actually kind of did care in a way.
Yeah.
But so he did text and he was like, listen, hope work wasn't too bad. Went on to the Tyson Fury match and I said something back, and then he sent a kiss. And then he said something back and I just was polite, and then he sent a kiss. But like, I think he's just leaving me down lightly. But then my friend's like, he still didn't kiss you. Yeah. But I'm like, that's the English thing. It's politeness.
But why would he text you?
Like, I don't know. I think he feels sorry for me because he, you know, he saw me going up the hill hiding, probably saw me hiding, talking to myself, right? Do you know, coming down the street, waiting for it. Like, it was just very awkward. But I wasn't that nervous, which I'm very proud of.
God,
like, usually I'm hiding. No, I know I went up the street hiding that I was getting the bus because I didn't want to do the barrier thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. So I was like, I'm going to hide up here now for a while. But look, I keep going in and I'm like, oh, God help us. He hasn't unmatched me. What a nice guy. Because I'd say he's like going, look, if she gets unmatched now after all she's been through, that's really mean.
I don't think fellas think like that.
I don't know. Well, and you're matching another fella anyway. But then he was asking for pictures straight away. And I was like, screw, I know, but no, I tell you, I'm nearly done now. I am in love with another fella, no, but I didn't match him, right? Do you know what I did? I'm actually very proud how, you know, forward I'm getting. I was always a bit forward. No, I'd have no problem having a bit of a flirt. You're not as flirty as me.
No, I wouldn't flirt at all.
There's a guy, you know, he works in television. He be on television, not going to say where. And he was doing, and I follow him on Instagram at 2 years, and I've liked him for 2 years, I'd say.
Like, fancied him?
Fancied him, yeah. I followed him, whatever. Mm. And they'd tell someone 2 years ago, I fancied him, whatever. I know where he works and everything like that, right? I've worked in the same place as him before, but never met him. Don't work there now. And I saw he was doing a report somewhere, and I said, do you know what I'm going to do here? He was, I'm going to send a flame. I'm going to send a flame.
To a story?
Yeah. Do you know the way people do that? Because I'm going to send a flame.
That's like doing that thing on Bebo years ago. What?
The poke.
The poke. Well, you were literally poking him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. So I sent him a flame. Mortified in for myself,
just
right?
The emoji.
Just flame. The flame emoji. Didn't even say hello.
God. Yeah,
he wasn't even following me.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know the way I log out of Instagram and all that kind of stuff? So I logged out, then I went back on and I'd seen he started, liked it and started following me. Right? And then I'm there going, oh my God, whatever. Right? So then I messaged him something like, saw your report. Blah, 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 blah. And then I said something else.
So you messaged again? You double text, really?
Well, he followed me. Yeah, well,
you said, but he didn't text you, so you double text.
Well, I was like, this is the go-ahead here now, because what can you say back to the flame?
A winky face. Another emoji back.
Yeah. He's trying to be professional.
Jesus Christ, go on anyway.
So I just said, basically, you did a report and I just complimented him, whatever. And then he was like, oh, thanks a million. And how long are you working, where you're working and all this kind of stuff. And then I logged out in because I'm very good at my boundaries on my phone. I logged out of it then again. Well, I was actually sent it and I like was put away my laptop and I was hiding from my laptop for a couple of hours because I was mortified if he didn't reply, I was going to be so embarrassed, but he did. So then I went back into it again today and he's after replying too. And he's asking questions, so that's a good sign.
Once he's asking questions.
He's asking questions because I saw many messages now replying to something. I was going down today and I was like, if that fucker hasn't replied to me, he's dead. And then I saw it and he's after sending me two kisses.
Oh, for fuck's sake, another two kisses.
They're all bad for the kisses, but I have to be cool. But listen to this then, right? I was there in bed last night going, fuck, I'm going on about my drink problem on my stories. I have to hide him. So I was like, obviously I was on about my drink problem in the Q&A. So I was like, you can't know I'm an alcoholic too soon.
But surely you'd say that in the first... Like, when you're mad,
it's in one of my reels. I have a drink that I was in treatment.
You know, the other day that you went on, did he know that you're a recovering alcoholic?
No, he doesn't. No. Oh. I'm not embarrassed about it or anything. I was telling him I just needed a coke because I wasn't working. But this other fella, no. I'm like, it's going well here now. It's too soon to let him know I'm a bit of a lunatic addict for now. So last night I was like, shit. So then I checked, did he see my stories? And he didn't. But then there's a reel I did and it's about addiction. I'm kind of like, he's just going to know anyway.
Look, if he's for you, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm in love with him now. I'm in love. He's away now at the moment reporting somewhere, but he's back next week.
Are you going to meet him, do you think?
Well, he hasn't asked me yet, but I'm manifesting
that he is. You probably end up asking him the way you're going.
If I do meet him, I'll be absolute disgrace because I like him, like I fancy him.
Don't fancy the other fella, so.
No, I don't mind. No, forget him.
I should go.
Do you know what? There
him.
Wasn't with him. No, he was a nice fella, but there wasn't the passion. I couldn't see myself torn up against the wall, no shifting him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know the way?
Did you kiss him?
No, we didn't. No, I gave him an awkward hug. I think I kind of nearly kissed his shoulder or something. It was weird. So, kissed his shoulder, saw me going up a hill that there was no bus, and talking to myself, walking away. Do you know when you're kind of, you say something awkward to someone and you're like, and you're walking saying it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my news. That's my news.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Off to 90, so
well, at least
I'm
doing a bit better than you anyway.
What?
At least I'm doing better than you anyway in the dating scene.
Oh, sure.
What's going on with you?
Single Pringle.
Are you on the apps?
I am, but I forget about them. Do you know who the only person off you messaging me is? Tinder saying, we are now going to hide your profile because, you know, when you don't log into it for a while, they hide you. Yeah, they hide you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they hide you. We're actually on the Ryanair flight. Do you play a scratch card?
No, I have to be careful with all gambling. Although I do the belly dance and lotto at times.
I wonder, did anybody ever win off the Ryanair scratch cards?
If there's anyone listening that did, let us know.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about it earlier. Your one was going up and down the aisle and she was trying to sell the scratch cards. And I was like, will I buy one or is it a bit of a scam?
No. I've so much pity on the women that go up and down.
I do too, because that one person stops up.
There was a lovely girl that was on Tara's hen. She's the air.
I know, she's lovely, isn't she?
She had to do it one day. And she did it really well because she was so enthusiastic. But I actually be looking at them in the Ryanair and I'd be there kind of going, and they all kind of like, it's your fucking turn now to do it, not me. Could you imagine if we were doing it, we'd be tearing the head off each other if we were both like, it's your
turn.
But
I'd say they get commission, do they?
Well, if they do, but I'm saying who goes up and down?
It's embarrassing because nobody stops them.
Nobody.
But I wonder why. Like, that's what I was thinking whilst I was sitting there. Did anybody ever? But because they're cheap enough. I think it was like 10 euro for 6 of them or something like that. I was half asleep, so I don't know what she was in. But I was sitting there and I was like, I wonder, did anybody ever win off that?
Be interesting to find out.
Be interesting, yeah, yeah. Full flight this morning out right now. Oh, come here. Do you know what's on over London? Why we're so busy? The Chelsea Flower Festival or something.
Flower Show.
The Flower Show, yeah. Yeah. The girl next to me, I was chatting away to her. Her and her mum were going to it. And then I was chatting to another couple on the Stansted Express and they were going to it. Flat out.
Yeah, no, it's a big event now this week. And you know, actually, when you were saying there, I was very tired in the flight. I was like, it was a 10 past 10 flight. What's wrong with you one? But I remembered, right? Herself did a bit of bike row skiing again this morning. Did you? That's what she says to me this morning. She think you're an athlete now, do you?
I was flat out 6. I was up at 5 a.m. and I was in the gym and all for 6. Well, I was in the class for 6
And who did you meet?
Pat. Yeah, and it was his birthday.
Pat Phelan today. Yeah.
So when he came in, just were you signing your email and stuff into the class? And Shirley, the trainer, was like, and everybody, is Pat Phelan's birthday. So everybody was clapping for him and everything. He was delighted with himself.
Did he get his own master?
Oh, I don't know. Did he get that now today? Flat out though, isn't he? In fairness to him, like.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. Did you? Did you ever get it?
Not yet.
I got it, all right.
Not yet.
Last week I got it. Or 2 weeks ago I got it.
You didn't get the Zone Master. You got something else.
I got the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
There's
something different in that.
Yeah, but I'm still in awards. I'm award-winning bike row skier. Yeah, so that was us. Now, busy all week. Erin Rose, actually, this weekend, she's in the Opera House. And Sasha, again, that Cheryl is in the Opera House nearly every couple of months. But she's there, Sasha, so I'm obviously going to see her. She'd God love her. She'd be like little dad up on the stage. But we have our tickets out in sale now for the Opera House, which will be on in the 6th of September. I can't wait.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to buy, go on to Cork Opera House and you could purchase a ticket there. What else is there? So yeah, and then fucking flat out the hurling and the football all week.
Did you get a hurl?
I didn't get the hurling at all yet. I'll have to buy the hurl tomorrow on Super Value.
What, are you laughing at me over the hurl, are you?
I always did the hurl.
Yeah, but that's Fionn's hurl.
Yeah, I had to get my own one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you get a hurl for yours? I watch your stories.
Oh, you watch my story? No, I'll get it out tomorrow on Super Value, Barry Collins. I sell all those few bits. So Fionn, God love him. Like, Mom, will you get your own hurley so you can practice with me?
Good luck with the windows anyway.
Good luck with the... The ball will end up across Haven. So I says, I will. So then he says, the moms and dads actually train them, the guy and stuff. You know, they're volunteering. Fairness, now they're very, very good. Fionn was like, and Mom, will you teach us like the other daddies and mommies? I was like, Fionn, no, like, that's my free baby sitting on a Sunday morning and a Wednesday evening. No fucking way. But yeah, he's got mad interest ever since I brought him to the Cork match.
That's lovely, isn't
it? I know. Where did we tell the story about me going into the fucking Cork match?
Go on.
So, do you remember? Poor old Fionn. I was telling Fionn I was actually getting him tickets to see Cork versus Limerick. So I brought him and his little best friend and we were walking in towards Parky Queeve and the two of them looked up at me and was like, is this hurling or football? I had no fucking clue. I was like, no. I don't know. I was going to say, Parky Queeve, the game is going to start in about 40 minutes. I had no idea whether it was hurling or football. And I was like, I'm presuming it's hurling though, because Limerick are hurlers, like good hurling team. So then I met the girl that I was buying the tickets off and I was like, it is fucking hurling, isn't it? She was skitting. She was like, yeah, it's hurling. So brought him to that and he's fucking weak ever since.
That's lovely. But come here, he's doing how many sports now? He's doing the rugby. He's doing the soccer. He's doing the...
Hurling.
And did you think football. When you were setting out that they'd be, like you'd be the mom, that they all do the activities and all that?
Do you know what? I was chatting to a girl earlier in Cork Airport and she was saying it to me. She was like, Jesus, Julie, I don't know how you do. She was like, you're always in the car and going here, there and everywhere. And I was like, you know what now, girl? Like, was number one, it's easier to parent outside the house because inside the house, they actually drive me insane. And number two, I feel with when they're in sports or activities, they don't get into gangs or be drinking or the drugs as much because, look, we all told our parents to fuck off. And I know Fionn and Erin Rose are going to tell me to fuck off in a couple of years, but they won't do the coach. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
That's so true.
If they have a big match coming up, if they have a big, huge hurling match coming up, Fionn will probably go off the drink and he won't want to be out the sash night. He won't want to be taking drugs or like going heavy on the drink. please God, that's just my way I'm thinking. Just keep them off the streets. I'm trying my best just to put them in. Like, the funeral will probably drop. Like, maybe he'll only love rugby, and I don't mind that. Just once he's in something, to keep him off the streets and to keep him on the straight and narrow. And same with Erin Rose, with her Montforts and her Irish dancing. Like, next week, I'm sure she's doing the Munster. What's she doing again? The Irish Munster dancing. I don't know what she's doing. But anyways, all the Munster little girls are coming together and she's in a big, huge final, yo. So it's just to keep them on the straight and narrow more so than anything, do you know?
You're doing a great job. I mean that now.
Well, we'll see. Christ,
but you're right, Dara. You said there now about the coach and all that. I see my nieces there and they do an awful lot of activities as well. Mm. Whether it's music, art.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. Just soccer. It's so lovely to see. So,
yeah. And you know, it just keeps them on the straight and narrow. Like, because I know Phil will be more nervous of the coach in a couple of years than mommy. Do you know what I mean? So anyways, that's us. Anyways. Okay, we'll go on to stalking.
Mercy, well, I'd say I'm bringing you now after this.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going to bring you now after this? We're going to a proper tour of London.
One.
Take you up to Camden. The Holly Arms. The Holly Arms, I went there 2 weeks ago, is where Baby Reindeer is based on. And I think, you know, most of our listeners probably watch Baby Reindeer. What do you think of it?
Oh, there was a couple of times I went to put my hands through the screen and fucking shake him.
Yeah.
Like, stop texting her back. Stop. Like, stop and get away from your man. I thought he was worse than her.
Yeah. God, that was terrible. I think it was like the fourth episode he was in it.
Yeah, that was.
And then that was a bit. But you know what I thought when I was watching it? Jesus Christ. Like, obviously, you know, there might possibly be a few inaccuracies because the lady who, Martha, I know her, it's this quiz question, so I don't want to say her real name for you. And are you smarter than your 6-year-old? So the real life Martha is saying that she's not a convicted stalker. So did you watch the Piers Morgan interview? Basically, all right, do you know in it they say that she was in court, convicted.
Yeah.
She's saying that in real life that didn't happen.
But is there any evidence?
There's no evidence that she's a convicted stalker. And that would be in the public forum. Okay. So there could be legal issues there with it. But yeah, it was, I didn't think it was as amazing as people were saying it was. It was good, but like I was a bit disturbed by some of it.
Yeah, I thought your man was horrible.
The guy.
That guy. And why did he go
Richard
fist him Gadd, again?
The guy who made it.
No, the man
it.
In the fourth episode.
Or the guy
episode,
who kind of took advantage of it.
But why did he go fist him then in the end?
See, they're thinking that mightn't even be true, but apparently they're after tracking him down too and they all know who he is in reality as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
On socials.
On socials, yeah. But they all track him
down.
Oh, come here so quick. But her spelling and everything, you found her. Sure, we were on her Facebook page.
Yeah,
you can see all her
spellings.
But I'm going to take you to the Holly Arms. It's up in Camden. I was in there a couple of weeks ago and they so knew well what I was in there for. Like, it's a bit of you'll see it now later. It's proper Camden. Amy Winehouse used to go there too.
Oh, in the Duff Bar?
Yeah, that bar.
No way.
Wait, you see it, yeah?
Okay.
So I'll take you up there now later on.
Do you think you were the only one in there? Like sussing the place
out? No, there was definitely other people, but I went in after a run. Now this would be kind of like, it's kind of a bit punkish.
Okay,
you know, kind of grimy kind of a thing. I went in with running, like, and I'd say they were looking at me saying,
they were flat out because I was watching a story. Yeah. It's a busy old pub, like, what's
flat
that?
Flat out, wait to see it now later on. But then I was thinking about people being stalked and all that kind of stuff. I tell you, luckily for me, I often think about it. You know, I'd often be cagey when I'm walking home from the tube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, over here, if someone even rang the doorbell, right, what are you like with the doorbell at home?
Oh, I'd be a bit nervous, all right.
Would you look out the front window?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then would you also go to the front window before you'd open it?
During the day, I'd probably just go, I'd
and
open
then
it.
Night.
Look out the window. Or I'd say, who is that?
Yeah.
Before I'd open it.
Yeah.
So you're lucky because you're up a flight of stairs, aren't you?
A flight of stairs and it puts the head out the window. But if I heard anyone knocking on my door because I have to get into like the main door, I would never open it if I didn't know who it was. I'd make them go back down and stand outside.
Do you have a speaker?
Yeah.
And you know what else is meant to be on really are those
doorbell
cameras.
I'm
surprised
you don't have one of them.
Do you know what? I had one in my basket. They're on Amazon. I went down to €50 and I feckin' thought I bought it and I didn't. But they're actually cheap enough, but they're brilliant jokes. I should actually get one.
You should get. But there was someone who followed you home once upon a time, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were followers. I was down in the park with the twins and I had up that I was down the park and within seconds these girls came down and I knew myself they were there because there was about 4 or 6 benches in this particular park, but they sat on the bench next to me and they just kept staring and nudging one another. So after the half an hour or whatever, they were still sitting there and I called Fiona and Erin Rose that were leaving and I put them into the car and as I was strapping them on, I could see the girls getting into the car next to my car. They left the same time as me and followed me all the way back up to my housing estate. No. They were innocent girls. Look, I thought, no notice, but like, why? Like,
I know. And was it just to see one into her house? Was it to see the house?
Because just to see, just to know where I live in Carrigaline, I'd say.
That she lives there. But I'd say a lot of people would do that, or even followers will say Dublin, even here in London, wherever. To be honest, yeah, I know where a few people from, we'll say Love Island and stuff, live around here.
Yeah.
Around London, you know.
Or like, I'd be off now in Carrigaline, I'd meet somebody and be like, oh, I know where you live. I know so-and-so up there, do you know her? And I'm like, yeah. Do you know her? But I suppose, look, it's easy because it's so small or whatever. But yeah, so that was those girls. Now, I didn't check attack notice, but Jesus yeah. Christ, we did get some stories in and they were frightening. Okay, so we got a couple of DMs in and the first one here reads, well, I lived in a shared house in the UK and woke up to a fella drawing me whilst I was asleep. And another girl, jeepers, so she texts me and she said, girls, my ex stalked me. He worked for a courier company, so was able to change vans. He ended up catching me when I finished work as I was walking to my car and assaulted me just to see who I was texting. He got 170 hours community service and a 2-year suspended sentence. Oh. Imagine that, because he kept changing up the vans. Yep, girls, I was also stalked so bad I had to move house. Yeah, I had an ex and he stalked me for over a year.
I had an ex a couple of years ago, right, as well. And would I call it stalking? I'm not sure. He was like the ringy and everything, you know, it just wouldn't stop, you know.
But wanted you back, like?
Wanted me back. And then had said, like, this might, and I just want to give a trigger warning here to anyone, was telling me that if I didn't get back with him, he was going to take his own life and write a letter and blame me for it.
Jeepers,
yeah, really bad. Wouldn't start ringing me and everything.
Putting that on you then, like.
Yeah, and then I had it in writing and everything. He was going to do that and everything. It was like, if you don't get back at me. But yeah, I would say there would have been a lot of stalking. And I do believe a call from certain Gardaí stopped it.
Oh, really? Mm. A man actually DM'd us and he said, yeah, I was stalked by my ex-wife. When we broke up, literally, she followed me everywhere, knew all my exact movements.
Well, look, that was the situation with baby reindeer.
Yeah, true. I won't lie now, right? You know, I was kind of seeing this guy there maybe a year or two ago. And we obviously follow each other and stuff on Instagram. And what I do is I check his followers. Do you know if it goes up? It's like, who's he fucking following there? Yeah. Now? I know his following got my head. Well, I used to, I'm not that bad anymore. But I used to, like, when we kind of stopped seeing each other. Like, if his following went up by one. And then I Googled, how do you know?
Go on.
Gonna be arrested. Like, how do you find out who he followed last? But I don't think there's a way.
I don't think there is a way like that. And do you know some people didn't have it off that you can't see who they're following?
Yeah, that's red flag.
That's
oh, but I knew your man's following count off by heart. We say it was 651. If he went up to 652, I was nearly scrolling through all the followers to see. I remember you from last week now. But yeah, oh, it's iconic.
And then we'll say, if you saw, would you go through all the likes and stuff like that?
Abso-fucking-lutely I would. Would you?
I would, but not so much now anymore because I'm kind of like, you know, before I used to have to actually mute people because if I seen a certain fella that he was liking something, like he fancies her or whatever, and it would trigger me so much. I'd hate the girl. I'd start hating on the girl. And I was like, it's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
And then it's kind of like, I would like a lot of people's stuff just with a bit of encouragement, innocent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's okay for me to, but I'm only friends with him. It's only a laugh. We think then when it's men.
Oh.
Or else.
Cash.
So, what do you like then if they like fancy someone really famous like Taylor Swift or
I don't mind that.
You okay with that?
Fucking Taylor Swift isn't going to DM him or whatever. But like, I remember now a fella started liking this one's, So I was going through the likes and we said Mary was liking his picture. So then I was on Mary's Instagram and I see he liked a couple of her pictures. So then what I do, then I go back and see the dates.
Yeah.
And if the dates correspond, I'm like, oh, they're obviously texting and everything around these. Like, no. I put all these stories in my head. Like an absolute Marta. I am Marta. I'm worse than fucking Marta. For all the dates in my head, he liked her picture on the 20th of May. She liked it back then on the 22nd of May. Definitely something going on then in May. But like, this is all me now telling myself, putting two and two together, coming up with 26.
And you'd actually be exhausted from it, wouldn't you?
Jeez.
Jesus. But you know when something's going on in your gut, don't you? You just kind of know what they're at, they're up to something.
Yeah, 100%. But that was me. Anyways, I do go through the followers. I look at the likes. I look at the comments.
A friend of mine now, she thinks her fella's up to something. So like she's creeping around the bed most nights trying to get the phone and he keeps tossing and turning.
Oh.
She's trying to get it. Yeah. So she's going for it. She knows there's something up. Yeah, I wouldn't be up for the phone, taking the phone up because I'd be afraid what I'd see. I'd be afraid what I'd see. Anyway, back to another few messages of people who've been stalked. Follower says, I had a neighbour for 4 years that was absolutely obsessed with me and it didn't stop when I finally moved house. She's still at it. If I were a man, I'd call the guards, honestly. So there's females stalking females.
Oh.
Not that like they're a love interest or anything like that.
But just...
Would you say that some trolls who are on different threads, that would be a form of stalking?
Absolutely. They are cash.
Another one says, ex who was watching me and my family and my ex and standing outside, our jobs matched someone waiting outside your workplace.
Oh God, I could just picture him standing outside there with his hood up and just like in the shadows.
And gosh. Then like, that would be very, like it's very hard walking out of work. You'd never feel safe. And then going home, like your workplace is one place you might feel safe, you know. But then going home, you should be safe first at home. But at your workplace, this one is freaky. Yes, my next door neighbour used to watch my every move. He even watched me from the garden at night.
Oh no. So he'd stand out in his garden and stare up at the bedroom window.
Like you can't run from your own house.
Oh my God. What would you do? I'd be gone. Easier said than done though, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay, this one. Yes, I lived next door to my in-laws and when I separated, they put a camera on my house and the ex and his dad had the app on their phones and were watching me 24 hours a day.
Oh my God.
And that freaked you out.
So the ex moved out, but he had cameras on.
They were watching her.
And that she was living next to the in-laws.
Okay, one more. My ex stopped me while we were together. I caught him out one time when he texted me on Viber and I could see his location. He was parked in the estate next to my house. He lived 30 minutes away and he would randomly turn up on nights out when I was with my friends. One time I lied and said I was going to Dublin with my dad for a match. I was actually dying of a hangover in bed when the next thing I heard a knock on the door. It was him. I didn't answer. Then he started texting me saying he was driving by and saw my car in the drive. A total feckin' creep. So it seems people who actually are stalking, it's like people they already know. Yeah. It's never just a random stranger.
True.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
Again, I'd be very cagey walking home, but I remember one night I was coming home from off the tube and it's the young lads I'm afraid of at times.
Yeah.
It's not the fella in his 50s, 60s. These young fellas, like, and they were kind of just saying stuff to me. I did get a bit of a land foot. They didn't follow me home and dead, but you know, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're
going to
follow me.
Walking towards the gangs.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the young lads. Like,
I never forget, I was down in Peckham one day and anyone like over 20, I was fine with. But it was the young fellas coming up to me. Do you know, they were cycling in front of me going, woo!
Please go away from me.
They scare me.
Yeah, I know.
They scare me.
And they're loud. Like.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll do one more. I dated a guy for 4 months, nothing other than dinner and drinks. He fell hard. I didn't fall at all. I ended it. He turned up at my work, my parents' house and the airport when I was going on holiday. Had to threaten Gardaí when he started sending letters.
Jesus Christ. She's getting letters from your man and everything.
Yeah. So, but listen, what we are going to do is we're going to the Holly Arms. We've got some audio of it. So listen here to see how we get on. Well, June, we're just outside the Holly Arms, the pub based on Baby Reindeer. What do you think so far?
It's fucking huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's
actually loads of people going in. They're like, is this it? I'm like, yeah. But now the new Marta is in town.
Go on, Marta. I'll follow you in. So go on. I'll follow you in.
Just look at the sign in front of us. You will not be served here. Is that where she used to sit?
That's what I thought when I came in.
I wondered, did she sit there?
So as we finish up our podcast every week, we do Are You Smarter Than Your 6-Year-Olds? Okay, Julie, question number one. As we were talking about it, what is the name of the real life Martha in Baby Reindeer? What's her real name? Are you looking down at your phone there cheating?
No, sorry, that's...
Actually, do you know when you're cheating in school and tests before?
Yeah.
You were looking down at stuff in your bag and all that.
I used to write the answers on my tie.
Notes
on my tie, so I just lift up the skirt.
Yeah, or do you know what? Do you ever... Do you know what? And I still do it at work. God, if they're listening to this. Do you know, when they'd be looking for someone to answer a question in class, I'd always pretend I was getting something in my school bag. Yeah, were you doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Honest God, the odd time, no, at work, if they're looking for something to do, so I'd be in my handbag doing something.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm they like, wouldn't going, pick I'm, on you then, like.
I'm like 30 years on, well, nearly 40 years on, I'm still doing it. So what is her name?
I don't fucking know. I can't
go on,
think.
Give a guess.
Joan.
For God's sake, that's so lazy. Joan what? Not Joan of Arc now, or Joan Collins.
That's because it's Joan Rivers.
Fiona Harvey.
Okay.
Okay. 1 out of 0.
Now it's on our 0 out of 1. No.
Okay. Yeah. You were. We were on it.
I forget.
Question number 2. Who did Cork beat in the 4th round of the Munster Hurling Championship?
Tipperary.
Yes. And it was by a good lot. In your face, two Johnnies. I know, that's mortifying. Mortifying. They play the hurling, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Okay. 1 out of 2. If Cork went to the All Ireland, you're going to go 100% on the bandwagon there.
Oh, yeah, Sunshine Sport.
I have to make up for 2010 when I was absolutely hammered.
We'll both go, so.
Yeah, and I ended up in rehab the week later, so I'll go all out now. This just be down in the Coca-Cola. Question number 3. This is a riddle. I love giving you the riddles. I stand above the River Thames, but never get wet. I watch the cars and buses pass, yet I never move. I'm iconic in shape and often painted red. What am I?
Yes, and you're red.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go on.
Is it dirty?
It's something in London. It's about London.
Oh, the Thames. Oh, yeah. Oh, the bus, the big red bus.
No, it's the London Eye. Oh. 1 out of 3.
That's not even red.
Huh?
That's not red, is it?
Well, there's lights go on it in red sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number 4. Spell slitter. A slitter, for anyone listening, UK listeners, is kind of like the ball that we use playing hurling.
S-L-I-O-T-H-I-R.
No, go again.
S-L-I-O-T-E-R?
No, S-L-I-T-O-R.
So there's no O.
There is S-L-I-T-O-R.
O-T-O-R.
No, yeah. I think that's it. I'm going to have to check, but I think that's 1 out of 4 for you. And just for the week that's in it, because we have our live show and the Opera House on the 6th of September. Spell Opera House because you spelled it wrong in your stories.
O-P-R-A-H. Sorry. O-P-R.
No, I'm taking the first one now. You're not in Blackboard Jungle here now. Remember that, Ray Darcy? No. Remember that? Spell Opera House. Opera House is O-P-E-R-A. You keep calling it the Opera House. And people keep sending it to me. Like, we're not meeting Oprah Winfrey, like. So you actually,
never know. You never know.
So yeah, that's 1 out of 5.
That's all right.
That's very dismal now. Come on. Come on.
What did I get right?
You got the one about Tipperary. Oh, yeah. Crappy in Tipperary. Yeah. And I think it was the Munster Hurley. I'm not sure. I'm one of these ones now when they get to the final. I'm like, I'm definitely going. Give me tickets.
Mad about them. Mad
yeah,
about
I'm
them.
Getting the car. You have the car jersey and all though, don't you?
Did you?
I found my Barry's Tea one actually. I'm an OG. I have my Barry's Tea. If you have the Barry's Tea jersey or the ESAT Digiphone, you're proper.
Vintage.
Proper. Like that is vintage. That is vintage.
Vintage. Right. So, on that note, we're going to go to the Holly Arms.
Holly. Look, we're going to Camden. That's where we're
getting
going.
We're getting on the Northern Line to go south. Yeah, to go we're to actually Houston,
going. No,
to go
we're going
to
north now.
We're going fucking north.
I must text me fella there now. He'll probably be gone by next
kiss,
week.
Kiss.
I won't see no kisses.
What's the gossip, girl? Kiss-o, XO.
XO. Yeah. Oh, no, I won't be seeing anything gossip like that girl. There now. Gonna be a bit of a block. He'll be giving me anyway. XOXO.
XOXO.
Until next week. XOXO. Bye.
Gossip Girl. Bye.